Jesus has promised that he will build his church and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. And the way for him to build his church is through the spiritual gifts that he will grant to his church. This is how he viewed the church, to be able to grow and to receive all the blessings that he has intended for the church. Even as we have heard, for the plans of God to come forth forward is through the work of the Spirit of God that he will pour out upon his people, with which they serve him and they serve one another. Yes, he wants to build it, this church, not through any other means, but only through the means of the spiritual gifts that he has given to his people, through his word. And as a body of Christ here in Clinton this morning, we need to have a clear understanding of the work of the Holy Spirit through the spiritual gifts that the Lord Jesus Christ gave us as his people. And that is what we read here in Corinthians 12. That was what Paul was wanting for the Corinthians. He wanted them to understand, because this, he wants them to understand. The nature and the function, the source and the function and the purpose of the spiritual gifts in the church. This is what he says: I do not want you to be ignorant or to be unaware. He wanted them not to be ignorant. He wanted them to understand, because Corinthians was a book was written to a church that was going through a lot of problems. It was a true church of God, and yet there was a lot of division in the church. There was a lot of sexual immorality in the church. There was misrepresentation of the truth of God in terms of the relationship, men and women. Men were looking like women, and women were taking leadership over men. So Paul wrote in chapter 11, correcting these things. He wrote earlier in chapter 3, he said to them, you shouldn't be divided over the leaders, Apollos or Paul. We all call to follow Jesus. And he has given this body of teaching in Corinthians to correct these problems as a healing. And you remember in chapter 11, we preached from last Sunday night. I said that God is a God who praises us when we do something right. God is God who praises, because Paul says in chapter 11, verse 1, I praise you for remembering me in everything and for holding to the teaching just as I pass them on to you. Because in chapter 2, he preached the gospel. He came knowing nothing among the Corinthians but Christ and him crucified. And as a result, they all repented of their faith and came to Jesus Christ. And they became Christians. Who can receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Yet, there was a lot of problems. That is why Paul wanted them to understand. Because He wanted to remind them that the source of the gifts, of the spiritual gifts, is from the Lord Jesus Christ, is from God himself, is from the Spirit of God. He says to them that, therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. Except by the Holy Spirit. By the nature, the Corinthians were not a spiritual filled people. But as they received Christ, as they came to faith, and then the Holy Spirit came upon them, and their spiritual gifts were manifested. And as we will learn later, various diverse gifts. But Paul had to say first that you need to know that you were not spirit-filled believers. You were not believers. You were pagans. You were pagans. This is what he told them in verse 2. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. They were following different gods. They were not believers. And during those days, they were, because the context was people were saying things which were sounding like fine, were sounding like were from God, but they were not. People were speaking things that were not true and claiming that they were prophesying through the Spirit of God. But those prophecies, they were not in alignment with the truth of God, with the Word of God. And therefore, Paul wanted to tell them that you cannot prophesy in the name of the Lord, and at the same time, you will not have him the master. You will not come under his lordship, because this is what he is saying. Because he is saying that these people were saying all sorts of things. But Apostle Paul indicates that in these verses, that prophesying is not necessarily a sign of godliness. Pagan prophesy too. And Greek shrines, there were people who were possessed by demons, and they were prophesying, and they were saying things from those gods and idols, but not from the God of the Christians. And I tell you one example. When we went to Sudan with Bernie Powers in 2008 with a group of people from Australia, so we went in because we went twice. The last visit, we were invited to go to a mosque during Muslims festivals. And those people were Sufis, and they were dancing and they were chanting. And as we were getting into the car to drive to our place, to the hotel, a guy who was just under influence of his spirit came in front of our car, and he said, "Oh, people loved by God." And Bernard Powell thought that was nice. I don't know what I made of that. But he could, this person could prophesy, but that was not from the Spirit of God. So Paul was warning his readers that the form of divination remains a strong influence on pagan cultures. And even to our day to day, there are a lot of philosophies. See the management things, the marketings, psychology. They tell you how to do things and to be wise to overcome your problems even. They're not necessarily from the point of view of the scriptures and from the Spirit of God. And we as believers, we should not be led astray by fine talks and fine presentation of the truth. So to make our ways pragmatisms. And if you want to know, the philosophy of pragmatism means what works for you. But not everything that works for me is from God. That's self-seeking. That is self-centered. That is rebellious from God. And Paul was warning these people that they need to know that. Not everything that perhaps may bring joy, blissful and joyous, is spiritual. Is biblical? No. That cannot constitute proof that they are obeying God. For the primary criterion, for true manifestation, and statements and utterances of God. Is the confession that Jesus Christ is the Lord. That Jesus Christ is the one who rules supremely over your life if you have come and surrendered to him. That is what matters here. That is what Paul says. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So this ministry of the true spirits that will enable you, first of all, to crown Jesus as your Lord, the Lord of all in your life. And not to be led to any idols. And that is what he tells these people. And now he told them the source of this spirit, of the spiritual gifts. And then now he moves on to tell them that there are varieties of gifts. These gifts are varied. These gifts are diverse, Paul emphasizes. They are also, he put before us that they are Trinitarians. They come from God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And through these, and though these gifts are so diverse, so different, they are useful. So a Christian with one gift is not more or less than another with a different gift All from the same Spirit, Paul says. What is the nature of this gift? When we say gift, well, the gift here, the original word for gift means, when we read it in the original text, means a favor, is charisma, is a favor with which one receives without any merit of his own or her own. It's a gift from God. And so that is why it's called a spiritual gift. It's spiritual from God, but it's given to us as a gift. We don't deserve it, but God gives it as a gift to us. A gift of divine grace by which the pardon of our sins and the giving of salvation is appointed to you, a sinner, and to me. It's by the grace of God that he has poured out his Holy Spirit, by which we repent of our sins and then receives these gifts, these diverse gifts, with which we serve him first of all and serve one another. And that is why Paul needed his hearers to understand this clearly, so that we are not harmed. You know, there is a lot of talking about harms in this text, because Paul says to them previously, he said, in your meeting, there is a lot of harm in your meetings. They are not good, are not praising God, are not bringing glory to God, because some people are harming others, perhaps looking down on others. Because during the Lord's Supper, rich people will come and eat choice food and be drunk, and others have nothing, and they call it the Lord's Supper, remembering the Passover. And Paul said, you are harming others. Who would want to go to a place where he will be harmed in the name of a religion? No one would want to go. And that is why Paul corrected them. And with the same spirit and same understanding, he wanted them that those people who have gifts, no one may think that they have better gift than others, as we will see shortly. But he encourages them that you need to observe that these gifts are diverse, and we receive them not on our own merit, but based on the work of Christ, on the merits of his cross, as we sang earlier. We take hold of by faith, we believe. And that is what he says to them. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. He said this gift's charisma, good gifts for our good. And this text really brings it clearly out that God is a good God. He wants us to have the best from him. He wants us to use what he has given us effectively, so that we grow to the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we receive everything from him. That is why this word is for us, and we are to take it to our hearts. And he told them first that this free gift is for you. And now he went on to tell them there are different kinds of service. Gifts and service. Well, you say to me, service, it sounds like really simple, isn't it? Service. So now we say we are going to the worship service, or morning service, or evening service. But in the service, there are different services that takes place. We had children talk. We got deacons getting up and giving reports. And we got also the board of management bringing their reports. Actually, the original word is diaconia. Diaconals is all the services, including, beginning from elders. Moses was serving, was a servant of God. The prophets of God were servants of God. They were in the service of the living God. The board of management is a service. The deacons, youth ministry, flourish ministry, young adults, outreach ministry, kids hope. These are services. And the Bible says here, there are different kinds of service, but the same Spirit. It's the same Spirit that endows these people to have these different gifts and graces. for them to be able to serve the body of Christ, to serve God. So they are from the same spirit. These are the spiritual gifts, are diverse. So these kinds of services are very important in the body. And so when you find yourself doing this particular one ministry, it's no less than the other ministry. You have received it from the Spirit of God. It's God who has raised you up, and you are to use it. Sometimes you see, you find yourself like having like more than a few gifts, isn't it? And you think, even music, I forgot to say music ministry, is a service. It was in my note, actually. It's a service. It's a service. So so that you don't think that your ministry is not important. And the Holy Spirit wants us to know this, because Paul is establishing a true fellowship. He wants them to have a true fellowship, a healthy church, a healthy gathering of believers, where every part is working appropriately to the glory of God, to the glory of the Master, and to the blessings of the body, because we are serving each other. And so when you see yourself doing your work or more than two services, you may be tempted to think that other people are not doing a lot, isn't it? Well, you have received it from the Lord, and you have said, "You are my Lord and my Master, and I'm serving you. Why are you complaining?" You don't have to complain. You are to be thankful, because you are going to be rewarded according to the gift that God has given you. He's not going to measure you against other people. He's not going to do that. You are so precious for Him to die for you, to raise you up to Himself, to be an instrument in His hand. No matter what kind of service you are rendering to Him today, but the most important thing is your recognition that it is from the Lord. And I have to run with it against every other voice, against every other discouragement, against everything else. Because this is what we can be tempted to do. Sometimes we can be discouraged because of other people's attitudes. Don't do that. Don't be even against them. Just go back to 1 Corinthians and learn that your Savior was so gracious enough, or is gracious enough, to have you in His mind, to raise you up for that particular ministry. So there are different services. Don't see that. It is very important that we have, don't you see that it is very important that we have different ministries? If you come today and they say, like, the person who is going to lead the music is Lampol God, you will be greatly disappointed, isn't it? You will be greatly disappointed. Okay? Yeah, because that is not my areas of gifting, isn't it? But when you see me doing what the Lord has given me, praise God, rejoice. If you really love Jesus Christ, you should be rejoicing when He is using your brother or sister powerfully, because God longs that we are used powerfully, as we will see shortly, that we are used. Everything that we do it perfectly according to His Spirit and through His grace and through His power. So it is very important that we have this right understanding. He is the one who is bringing about these services. Different gifts, different services. There are different kinds of working as well. Working. So these words is like harmless, isn't it? Workings. What is that, workings? These are miracles, actually. These are miracles. So these are miracles. Even through this Spirit, some will perform miracles in the name of the Lord. Isn't it? This is what He's saying. There are different kinds of working. There are different kinds of the manifestation of the supernatural power of God through His people. Casting out demons, people who have gifts of healing. That is what He's going to align these things in from verse 7. But first of all, He's just establishing that these These spiritual gifts are various. And you are to discern what gifts the Lord Himself has given you. Many years ago, I was asked by young people, how do you know that God is calling you to ministry? Or calling you into a particular ministry? Or to be an evangelist? Or to be a teacher of the Bible? You see? Or to be a worship leader? How do you know this? Well, my answer was always simple. I tell them, like, what do you find yourself doing the most? What do you find yourself doing the most? Some have given the gift of generosity, being generous. Just love to give and support and encourage others. Some are gifted to encourage others. But here the Bible says that there are kinds of working of miracles. There are many, many miracles that the Holy Spirit can perform through His people. And these miracles, this work of the Spirit of God through His people, they are from the same God. It's God who energizes these things to come forth. It's not just a gift that is sitting there. The Lord just will set them to flame, to effectiveness, to be effective and achieve the purpose for which He has ordained them. That is why Paul could say that it's the Lord God Himself who works all of them in all men. It's God who works them in us. When I was in Saudi Arabia, I take this opportunity to share with you how these things happen. How you can open your mouth and speak to a Muslim Saudi Arabian. How can you do that? How can you do that? Well, I tell you this. When I got into to Saudi Arabia, as we were taking off from Dubai, I just got broken down in tears. And I couldn't help. I couldn't even pray. I was just saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what I was seeing. Going to a place for the first time. I didn't know where I was going and who to meet and who to see. But trusting that He was leading me and guiding me. As we landed, I got to the place. Following morning, I got a SIM card, a new SIM card. And then I prepare for Uber. I have trouble really pronouncing Uber. Some people say Uber. I say Uber. So there are three levels. So you got the cheapest, middle, and the highest. Because I didn't understand really what the colors means. You got white, blue, and you got black. So I pressed black. And came to be the best, to be the toppest range. You see, when this guy turned up, I couldn't believe that. I in disbelief I was going to look somewhere else. And he just like, he called out and said, Mr. Lam, welcome on board. He was a Western educated man, middle age, highly educated, very outgoing. He said, welcome on board. And as I got there, and I don't know what happened. I'll show you some photos in the future. I don't know. That day, this the Lord prompted me to dress. I don't think you will see me dress up like that. I don't want to do that even here. But that day, God in his wisdom gave me to dress well. And as I sat back there, I was like a prime minister. I couldn't believe my eyes. And this guy, he took off. And as he was taking off, there was sense of God's grace. There was sense of God's presence in that place. And as we started to share with this man, who was speaking in English, I couldn't help but ask him. And I asked him this question. Because I sensed God was with us. I said to him, do you believe that even as we are riding right now, that God can be with us? And he said, yes. And I said to him, why then people would object the fact that God can come into this world in the person of Jesus Christ? And then I took off to share about Christ and his teaching and how he objected to the false religion in the temple, how he confronted the Pharisees. Because they were bribing, taking bribes, like accepting lambs with blemish. I shared Jesus was against that. And I talked about the woman with two copper coins. And Jesus said she gave the most. She was sincere. And I just went on to share with him, this man. And then suddenly, and I talked about his humility, Christ. And I talked about And I quoted directly from the Bible, Matthew 11, 28 to 29. And I said to him, Jesus said, come to me, you are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Put my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and gentle, you will find rest to your soul or for your souls. And this man, he was listening and riding, driving. And he said to me, as I finished, he said to me, thank you for quoting directly from the Bible to me. And he said to me, I had a Bible, a leather Bible, but it was causing problems, so I put it away. And we went around, and he started to encourage me, saying that sometimes the things that bring blessings to us might be very difficult, but if we persevere. And so we had a nice talk. We caught up in those things. And then we parted, and then he gave me his number. And so for the last few days, he sent me some messages, and he was thanking God for our meeting together, and he's hoping that our roads cross soon. And he sent me his photo and his daughter. They were just waving at us. How do I get to do these things? If it was not the Spirit of God, I can't do that in my own to testify to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And this is what the Lord wants from us all. The Lord wants us to be a people who truly understand the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit. The Lord wants us to do that. He wants us to know that He has given these things for the strengthening of His church, not for competition, not for comparisons, not for us to put each other down, but in fact to encourage one another in our different callings. Because as the body work properly together, Christ will take all the glory and we will advance His kingdom, because He has said that He is building His kingdom. And now he went on to say, because this is, you observe that this is Trinitarian, is the different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. And also is Lord God Almighty, who works all of these services, these miracles through us all. So God is united. If God is united and there is no competition in the God's head, why there should be competition in His body? We are only to walk by faith and according to the Scriptures, and that we see to it that all these services, all these graces are for us to use for our blessings and for the advancements of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And we are to encourage one another that we put them to practice, and then we use them to the maximum. Before I came into this country, when I was ministering in Egypt, I used to lay my hand on my group that I, after every service, I lay my hand and I pray with them. I pray with them. Just to exercise my gift and just to pray like that. To pray for those who are sick, I pray that God heals them. Those who have need, that God will meet them. These are it's through the Spirit. God wants us to serve through His Spirit. And when someone who is anointing by His Spirit, who is manifesting the gifts of the Holy Spirit, when He comes to serve you, they work with you. But if someone like those people, like Apostle Paul is warning the Corinthians against, if he comes to encourage you, will say words that are not really from God. And they cannot help you. They cannot build you up in your faith. They cannot bring joy and rest in the promises of God to your heart. So let us watch out. Let us cry out to God, that let us surrender to Jesus, to acknowledge Him to be the Lord of our lives, to serve Him, and to acknowledge that our God the Father, He is ready to energize all the gifts that He has given you for His glory and the blessings of the body. We need to do this. And Paul, from 7 to 11, he is doing the same thing. He is just laying before us these kinds of gifts that He has given us in verse 4 to verse 6. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. This is what he says. It's for the good. For your good. A plan of God are always not to harm us, but to prosper us. If we are not prosperous, it's because we are not in God's plans. I'm not saying that we should have big mansions, but actually even to be free in our spirit is the most important things. And to acknowledge Christ as our Lord and our Savior, obeying Him to the core. This is the prosperity at its best. when you can overcome, when you can discern. Because this is what he's saying. These gifts are given to us for our common good. To one, there is giving through the Spirit the message of wisdom. The message of wisdom. What is the message of wisdom? You tell someone, like if we have a cake celebrating birthday, please could you give me another 7 minutes just to wrap it up? I know that is or 5 minutes. If we are having a birthday cake today, celebrating, say, Nyakim's birthday, and then we will have someone coming with a cake, and another person will shout out, oh, be careful as you walk. Make sure that it doesn't fall. So it's just like trying to give even a simple word of wisdom. Or someone to say to you, don't lose heart. Because we tend to lose heart. I once nearly lost my way as the training was getting harder, opposition to the ministry, and a friend of mine came up and said to me, the calls of God are irrevocable. I couldn't forget that to this day. That God is faithful and that he will keep his promises and his plan will come forth. So this word of wisdom through a brother was not from me. It was not my gift, but God uses his servant to bring the word of wisdom. When I was going away, I was just sharing with another friend, with a minister, David Palmer, as I went to preach at their church, Danano, on the 16th. I was on holiday. They needed someone desperately, and I was on a long break. I thought to take the service. I forgot to tell him that I was going to Saudi Arabia. And I called out as he was approaching his car, and he came back, and I said to him, I'm going to Saudi Arabia, and he laughed. So, because that was ridiculous, isn't it? No one would want to do something like that through a pandemic. You see, and I know this for myself. Even I myself, it's something I can't just, but God has just done it. And he said to me, how then can you want me, how do you want me to pray for you? I said, pray for wisdom and protection. Wisdom. And I believe God gave me wisdom for not going to do things that are beyond his Spirit, beyond what he was giving me. And I had connections, like I got more than 30 contacts, and even families in Saudi Arabia, they're inviting me with my family to come, and even they say, welcome back to your second country. So Saudi Arabia has become my second country. Praise God. You see, so the wisdom is from God to help one another. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. Knowledge. You know something. Just no one told you. Because you know, you can come and talk to someone exactly the very thing that they are struggling with. Perhaps they are not forgiving someone. You say, you come up to him and you say, look, you need to forgive. So you can have a flow in your heart. You come to someone, you say, look, you need to put that relationship right. You come. It's a word of knowledge. You come to someone and you share exactly what they want to hear. You see, what they want to hear, the knowledge. How do you know that? It's from the same Spirit, from the Spirit of God. The knowledge is something you know about something. You see, that is not from you. It is from the Spirit of God. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, faith. 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 When people are failing to have faith in the promises of God, you will be encouraged by the Spirit to use this gift that he has given you to encourage others. Have trust, believe in God. Because Jesus said, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. And so the gift of faith that Paul is talking about here is not just the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the faith that is in the face of troubles and failures. Some will seem to have faith. Faith that can help others. Like Joshua and Caleb. When 10 people were sent by Moses, and there were 2 among the 10. And they were sent to investigate the land and to see whether they can conquer that. The 8 came back and they said, oh, the people are very strong and we cannot overcome them. But Joshua and Caleb, they said, no, through our God. We have faith in God. They encouraged the rest that we are able to conquer them. Even those Amalekites are so strong and powerful, but we are able. And today we are able also to overcome. Things are looking hopeless there. It seemed to be that the left wing are just having their agenda and they are driving things, and the media is just saturated with these people, no reference to God. And today everything is confused, the gender is confused, and many of our university students will be tempted to believe these lies. When God created in the first place men and female, one in Him, He gave them responsibility that are equal before Him. He wants to use them for His glory, to reveal His purposes for which He has created them, to subdue. But we are to subdue through faith, through trust in our God. So we are able to overcome these things through faith. And then through the faith that He will give to us as His people. So the faith from the same Spirit to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between His Spirit, discerning. You can go into a meeting so you can see joyful singing and everything good there. But is there substance? Is there something that can transform you? So you will discern that. Someone may come and try to persuade you into things that are not of God. You are to be discerning. There's a Spirit. So God will give us discernment. And many of our elders here, they have witnessed to this. And sometimes things will want to take place and they will discern this. Say, this is not of God. And we are not to go that path. And how many, even you in your leadership of your group, because we are all servants. We have just said that. In your small group, even in the music, you as you choose songs, are they glorifying God? Or coming back to the spirit of worship. There are songs that makes no sense. They are not biblical, are not true sometimes. But as you choose these songs, but thank God that even today, the song we sang, were beautiful. We're biblical, isn't it? It's through the cross that we are here today. And so this is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And we are to pray for more of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Do you know that we can pray for His Spirit to fill us? So we want to have meetings where the Holy Spirit moves. Because the Spirit will show us God, will show us Christ. Will set to flame the gifts that He has given us. Because there is no any other way by which these gifts can work. Unless God energizes them. Unless we recognize that these are from God for us, for our blessings. And interpretations also of things. So these are kinds of gifts that Paul is trying to say. And then he finished. This verse 11 is so important. Because Paul is saying the purpose of all this gift is for us to know the goodness of our God and how He wants us not to be harmed. It is the Spirit that enables these ministries. And this is what he's saying. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit. And He gives them to each one just as He determines. It's God who determines to give you this. When He is not giving you this, it's not because He is robbing your blessings. He has given you something different. He is free in the distribution of all these gifts. And we are to rejoice in the gifts that God has given us. For these are the weapons He has given us by which we can be truly His people and be effective in this world. And not to be defeated and not to be frightened by the things we see around. But we are to take them on. So let us be a people of the Lord Jesus Christ has died for. Let us be a people that Jesus Christ has called and have poured out His Spirit. And through His Spirit, He distributed gifts that are to enable us to be His own and to serve Him. Let us know this. Let us be ready and as a people who have the Holy Spirit working in their lives. Because the absence of the Holy Spirit, we will be fighting each other. We will be rebelling from Christ. We will not spread the aroma of Christ. We will not express His beauty, His gentleness, His mercy, His power, His winsomeness. Jesus Christ is our Lord. And our most confession is we come under His Lordship. Because no one can say Jesus Christ is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And no one can receive these gifts except by surrendering to Him. And then by acknowledging that these are from this same Spirit to serve the same Lord. And they work powerfully because God energizes these ones for us. And so let us be ready as we go into this world, even this coming week, prepared through the gift of the Holy Spirit. to take on whatever situation we have. You know, in my various ministries, I have come across people who are really can very powerful. Muslim Brotherhood movement. I ate with people who once ate together with Osama bin Laden, where his friends, they became my friends, those guys. And they have this animism against Christians. But when you go there, be yourself. And let the Holy Spirit help you as you share with them, as you express the gentleness of Christ. You can face a Marxist. Even at the university here, there are some who are very intellectual. They will come to you, let us change the world this way. One day I was approached by a very intellectual lady, a professor, socialist, trying to persuade me to stand against the war in Iraq. That was in 2005 and 6. And then I said, look, I said, the Lord calls us to be good Samaritans, isn't it? So to do only what he will give us to do. And that was enough to convince her and so forth. We know this, to finish this. We know it's God's heart that each one really function properly through the Spirit. We know from the Old Testament reading how Moses was desiring that all people of Israel prophesy, have the Spirit of God living in them. Because 70 elders were brought before him. Because this is not a one-man show. One-man show. Do you know that perfume? One-man show? Have you used it before? All the generation might have known this. One-man show. It was not my favorite. Perhaps for night. And I take this as an opportunity when I go to shopping center. I could say to these ladies, it's for night. I used to travel 300 kilometers just to buy it. But now I can't even come near it. It's not one-man show. It's God's people ministry. And God's want to equip all his people to do this ministry. No one person can do it. No one can do it. Even my travel was sponsored by others. I can't do it. I'm only a leg like Job. He said he was a leg to the lame and an eye to the blind. This is what the Lord wants us to be. It was not a one-man show. That is why God said to Moses, bring 70 men. And he poured out his Spirit upon them. There were two men who were in their camps, Eldad and Medad. And Joshua was like trying to play rivalism, and I'm for this leader. Exactly. 1 Corinthians. Apollos, Paul. No. Moses, a man of God. He knows the work of the Holy Spirit. He recognized that it's from the same Spirit. The same Spirit, the God Almighty, God who brought them out from Egypt, is this God who has made covenant with his own people, is this God. And he wants to bless his whole people. And he said, God wants to bless these people. But Joshua was trying to play these politics. And he said, Eldad and Medad, they didn't come out to be with the 70 elders. And yet the Holy Spirit in their camps fell on them. And they were prophesying. They were really speaking for God's glory. And Moses and Joshua wanted Moses. The words there was not really strong enough in NIV. Stop them. No, it was not a stop them. It was like rebuke them. Rebuke them in such a way that they are brought to the floor. That was the word, the sense of Hebrew words. That was rebuke them. And Moses said, no. Joshua, you are all out of place. You are a man of your own religion. This is not the religion that I desire. This is not what I have meant for you. I want you all to drink from my Spirit. Because in the cloud, they all drank under him, the Bible says. And this is what the Lord God today wants for his church. He wants his church to be full of the Holy Spirit and to display these gifts and to use them powerfully for our good. Because in our fellowship, we can tend to harm each other. We can tend to look down on each other, even because of your ministry, even if you have been preparing the flowers. It's a service, it's from God. And no service that is from the Holy Spirit that it should be despised. So all the work to the perfection of the body. May you go out today encouraged. May you go out filled with the Holy Spirit. May you go surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and to only walking in his footsteps and only following his word, being led by his Holy Spirit. Let us pray.